appropriate.
Okay, so we're going to continue talking about Hilchos Tefillah now. So the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph from the Beis. A lot of the halachas of Tefillah I learned out from the story of Chana. You know, the story of Chana and Penina, that Chana didn't have any children and Penina had a bunch of children, and Chana eventually went to the Beis Mikdash and she was davening, and Eli saw her and thought she was a shikur, and you know, gave her bracha that whatever she was davening for should be mekuyim. So there's a lot of halachas that I learned out from that story. So this is, I'm going to pick on one of them. So if you look, the first page is Gemara and Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph from the Beis, which is on the line. The Gemara takes a pasuk from Shmuel. The pasuk says, "Ani ha'isha hanitzaves imecha bazeh," which is talking about when Chana came back. And she came back after she had, which was eventually Shmuel and Avi. So after she had Shmuel, she came back to the Beis Hamikdash because she told Eli, "I'm gonna, you know, you give me the, if I have a child, I'm gonna donate him right to the service of Klal Yisrael." And so she came back to bring him to the Beis Hamikdash, to Eli, and she tells him, "Ani ha'isha hanitzaves imecha bazeh." I was the lady that was standing with you at that time. Remember that time when you thought I was a shikur and I was davening? I was that lady. I was the lady hanitzaves imecha bazeh. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mikan, from here, what do we see? She'aser leishev besoich arba amas shel tefillah. We see that you're not allowed to sit within dalad amas of somebody davening. Very broad statement. So let's see Rashi. So Rashi on hanitzaves imecha.
In the middle.
See that right there? Hanitzaves imecha, Rashi says, mashma af hu ima be'amida. Which is mashma that he was also standing. Why was Eli standing? He wasn't davening. Why did he have to stand? So he was an old man. Why would he stand? So from here we see that she was saying, "You were standing with me." Obviously, we learned the halacha that he was not allowed to sit, because if she was davening and he was within her dalet amos, he was not allowed to sit. So he was standing. Tosfos says, "Mikan she'asa leishev dalet amos shel tefillah." See that? It's like the third Tosfos.
Yeah.
Mikan she'asa leishev. So he says, "Bein milfanav, bein ma'acharav, bein ma'acharav is in parentheses, ubein minat stadim." So whether it's in front of the guy davening, on the side, or even maybe the behind the person davening. Upirshu tshuvas haga'inim. So now we're getting a little more specific. Dafka b'yoyshev u'batl. That's only if he's sitting and not doing anything. Avol haya oisik b'kriyishma v'chayseh. But if he's davening, he's saying kriyishma, or if he's saying the brachas, okay, yoytze b'hem, and similar to them. See what that means. Afilu yoyshev shapidami. Even if he's sitting, that would be okay. Okay, so in the one sense, it's very broad from Tosfos, because Tosfos is whether it's in front of him or behind him or even on the side. But you can be sitting as long as you're being Isaac and Kriyashma Brachasel, Uki Yoitza Behem, something similar to them, to Kriyashma and Brachas. The next Tosfos, Amecha, this is an interesting way that it's spelled, Amecha. So Tosfos is going to say, how does he know that this halacha, how do you learn out this halacha, that you're not allowed to sit within Dalet Amos? So he says, Imcha mashma besoich arba amas. Imcha without the hay. See how he spells it? Imcha without the hay is mashma within four amas. Mishum dechsiv amcha with the hay, malay behay, kloimar. What does that mean? To tell us, shaloi haya yoshiv besoich arba amas shaloi. He was not sitting within dalat amas of her. Ki im bachamishas. He was sitting, but he was sitting in the fifth ama away from her. So, again, but you see a clear machloik between Rashi and Tosfos how to learn over here. Rashi's learning that he was within her dalet amos, but he was standing. That's why she says, "You were standing with me." Tosfos is learning, no, he was sitting, but he was sitting in the fifth amma away from her. Okay, now how are they going to answer? How is Tosfos going to take care of Ani Isha Hanitzaves Imecha, that was standing with you? Kipshuta means that you were standing with me. Okay, so is that some of the. Farshim Shtal, that you know that they ask on that Tosfos. Okay, so that's what we see from this Gemara. Now take a look at the Rosh. So the Rosh, the next page, we'll start from on the first column on the right. So the third line down, the last word on the line. Ani ha'isha nitzaves imecha bazeh. Mikan she'asa leishev dalet amos shel tefillah. Bein milfanav. Ubein milacharav, like Taisus, bein milasadim, whether it's in front of him, behind him, inside him, tzarach laharchiv tal namas. Now, ready? We're going to do a little bit of math here. Imcha bazeh. What does the pasuk say? Ani anetz ayisha nitzavas imecha bazeh. What is bazeh? Bazeh begematria tresar. Bazeh zayin hey, with this, with zeh, zayin and hey is begematria 12. Hainu dalad amis l'chol ruach. That's four amis to every single ruach. Oh, very good. Very good. So now you guys got the kasha that they're going to ask on the Rosh. So he says that you see from here.
That's the question.
You see from here that dalad amis l'chol ruach. So that he says, the Rosh says, so you see that the bezeh, gematria 12, so beautiful. We see from here that there has to be four amis to each ruach. But as Rabbi Luchman said, what do you mean? Four times four is 16.
Shlomo.
Not 12.
Yeah.
So how are we going to deal with this? Anyway, let's just finish up. Again, that's only if you're sitting and being bottle. Just like Taisvis, I feel Yoshev Shabbat. So, seems from the Rosh and Taisvis Hakoponim that this halacha is whether you're in front of him, side, or back. You guy can't be sitting. But then the problem is that, what do you mean? The Rosh mess up on this math over here? What's going on with this math? So if you look at the Madonna Yomtiv just for a second, he takes out Milacharov.
So does Taisus.
He takes out Milacharov. Well, there's a parenthesis on Taisus and it ended up being the Marshal. Marshal took out that on Taisus. But he takes out on Taisus and he says, this is a riot. What do you mean? The Gematria of 12, the Gematria of, Zeh is only going to equal 4 times 3. So it can't be all four directions. So therefore he takes out Achar.
That's how he paskin?
Wait. Let's see. Okay, so... The question then becomes... So Taisvis said... Oh, by the way, yeah, I just want to tell you. The Darkin Moshe is the Ramah. So he... He asks this. He asks this kash on the Rosh also. I mean, he says, "How is it that, he says to all four rucha, he's saying it does not equal 12. Obviously, it equals 16. And if you look also, the Ramah paskins that he brings the shita that bein malachara. If you take a look at the Mishabura, kuv beis, simin kuv beis, sif aleph, says here. It says here, right? Kuf Beis Sif Aleph. Aser Leisha B'Soich Arba Amishal Mispalel. Bein Milafanav Bein Minatzadim. You're not allowed to sit within Dalad Amishal Mispalel. Someone's davening. Bein Milafanav Bein Minatzadim. So the Mechaber just says Bein Milafanav Bein Minatzadim. Zok Derma Bein Milacharav. And then he brings in the side in the parentheses. Who is it from? Taisvis Mordechai Vashri and the Rosh. Tzarech Lachik Ab Amis. You have to be Merchik Ab Amis. So the Ramah sees he's Mekayim the Girsa of Machav. So what does he do with this?
How does he?
So Dr. Moshe here says he says that it's Lav Dafka that doesn't mean Macharav. What it could mean is that he's not counting both sides. Maybe not stud. He's not counting both sides. When he says sides, he means we're only going to count one of the sides. So front, side, and back. But of course, he's not sitting on both sides. But when he's making the gematria, he just means the front side and back. So that's the Darkin Moshe. I didn't print it up. I should have, but I didn't print it up. But I wanted to get into something else. Now, the shail is that he says the Taisus and the Rosh both said that unless the guy is sitting and being Isaac in Kriyishma, brachos uki yaitze bahem, and similar to them. So what does that mean? Uki yaitze bahem, similar to Kriyishma and brachos. So they want to know, the Torah deals with, what about learning? Everybody wants to know, well, what about learning? The guy's learning in a base Medrash, which all of a sudden the minion from Mincha comes in, and he wants to continue learning. And someone's davening right next to him. Does he have to stand up?
You're assuming that he's learning after he finished Manasseh,
not... No, let's say he already davened Mincha. Yeah, he's davening Mincha, or he's going to daven later. Yeah. So he's learning there, so now these people come in for a minion and he wants to continue learning. So is learning considered kiyaitz of him, like Krishma and Brachas? So,
I was thinking kiyaitz of him means some other kind of davening.
So first they bring that even if you're being Isaac in Dvarim, And if you take a back look in the Machaber, he passes this way. This Beis Yosef brings this also. He says, if we're continuing the Machaber, see Falut, the Oisig Bidvarim Shehem Mitekune Hatfilos. Vafilu Beperek Ezehu Makayman. Even if you're just saying Kabbalas, something that has to do with what they're Masakin and Tefillah, ain't a Tzarech Laharchin. So it seems that it has to maybe saying Tehillim. Maybe that would be considered part of tefillah or Cain tefillah, but or even karbanis. So psukah de zimra. So all these things is fine. But what about somebody wants to learn? So the Torah brings two rayas about this, and he wants to say the Torah that learning would not be included. You would not be able to learn. And here, look at the next page. The next page is the Torah. So he brings va'oy nilmayn min hanidah. So he wants to bring. So first he brings a raya, which is okay. I'm going to skip the first raya, but the second raya he says like this: "V'ayi nilman min anidim." He's going to learn out from the story, right? Where do we learn this out from? Let's learn out everything out from the story. So let's learn out from the story. What happened by Eli? "V'ayi nilman min anidim." Shari Eli mistama lehaya imin batam etama tayr. You think Eli was sitting there reading the paper? What do you think Eli was doing all day? He was learning. Of course, he was learning all day. He was learning the Mishmanish. So he says that of course, since he was learning, because we know that the Gemara in Bracha says that the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to stand in a dirty place. Because the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be without Torah. The Talmud Chacham has to learn always. So if the Talmud Chacham has to learn always, he cannot be standing in a makom atinayfes. So Eli was learning, and still the Gemara brings a raya from him that either he was standing or that he had to be marchik dal damis in order to sit and continue learning. So what do you see from there? Still he had to stand. In the third page. Still he had to stand. So what do we see from there? We see that even if you're learning, it's not enough. That's not enough. You have to be Isaac in something with tefillah.
What's the raya? We're assuming that Eli is a Talmud Chacham, he's a Kohen Gadol, right?
The Torah says obviously the Eli was learning because the Talmud Chacham has to learn always. That's why it's also for Talmud Chacham to be in Makom Atinayfes. So there, and still he wasn't able to stand next to Chana, but he wasn't able to sit next to Chana when she was davening. Obviously, why? Because this halacha, they now have to sit within Da'an Amis, unless you're being Isaac and Tefillah, it's not enough if you're just learning.
Mm-hmm. Question: point that she came back to Eli, do we know this? The Eli chap that she wasn't drunk.
Eli chapped right away.
The first time.
Yeah.
She
chapped right away. That's why he gave her bracha. He was questioning Shem. He gave her bracha. Okay. Anyway, so that's what the Torah brings from here. So now look at the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef on the left. Masha taught me Eli. The mistama lehayamin, but batam itam atarik and armin, also tam chacham la makam tonightus. Zog the Beis Yosef, yesh leimer she'ein zu raya. The Beis Yosef says, this is not a raya. You want to bring a raya from Eli because, you know, he's always learning. The halayamru she'asel tam chacham lamed b'loy tam atayra. Ella, we don't say that it's usher for a tam chacham to not learn. Ella haynu leimer de mistama chazokel tam chacham she'ein yachal lamed hasmed devei tayra. You hear him, Isa? He says, you don't learn that from the Gemara and Brachas. That it's said, the Gemara Bracha says that what is usher for a Talmud Chacham to stand in a dirty place. Why? Because the Talmud Chacham has to learn. And if a Talmud Chacham has to learn, he can't learn in a Makom Atinayfes, so he shouldn't stand there. So he says, no, it doesn't mean that it's usher for a Talmud Chacham not to learn. The reason why it's usher for a Talmud Chacham to be in a Makom Atinayfes is because if he's a real Talmud Chacham, he's not going to be able to stop himself. How could he stop himself from learning? And Yachal Hamad Atzmai.
But
if you're standing in a Makam Tahara, Isaac Batari Kisha Yirta, Vyamad Atma Kisha Yirta. Doesn't have to learn every single second. What Talmud Chacham doesn't learn every single second? So who says that Eli was learning at that time?
Doesn't mean Malcolm
that
he has Tara to. Makom Tahara for sure. Right?
Makom Tahara is a Makom Tahara. He doesn't have to learn. You know, it's also not welcome to be in a Makom Tanavis because he's going to find it very, very difficult to stop himself. But he could restrain himself. He's able to restrain himself.
So
learning after. You can't say from here you see that he must have been learning, therefore, and since he was standing there, he sees.
So it's not mukhuch. So it's not, that's basically what I'm saying. It's not mukhuch that he had to learn Mamela, therefore he wasn't able to stand there. No, it could be that he was able to. I mean, but again, it could be the same. You can use the same logic.
Why did he have to mukhuch?
Oh, so he says because it could be at that time he wasn't learning. Because it could be at that point he wasn't learning. But again, you know, it could be that, you know, okay, so then it will be the same raya that, you know, I guess, okay, some of that is... Okay, fine, yeah, so that's
it's if you want to say that, so you see he stood up when he went outside the Dalai Lama, so that because it's possible he might start learning, not that he's learning right now. He doesn't want to use that as that's not good enough.
Right, because if you are learning, that means, I mean, so why didn't he learn? He's like, well, why didn't Eli just, okay, so just learn. You don't have to stand away. But it could be at that point he wasn't learning, so therefore his nature is not. Okay, you know, so that's what he says. He's not so excited about this thing, and he ends up saying, even if you want to say like the Torah say, that you're not allowed. Haynu loymar sha'asu loylamed b'loy talmud Torah ikal amemar d'lav l'memar shetzarech sheyaitz v'svasa. It doesn't mean that he has to actually speak the words of Torah. It could be that he's thinking. Even if you want to say that Talmud Chacham has to learn every second, it doesn't mean that he has to speak and learn. He can just be thinking. El behiril ba'alma sagila. Maybe it's enough with just hearer. He says behirer aser b'makom atinayfus. And even that hearer is aser b'makom atinayfus. But then, so then he's going to end up saying that. But so that this halacha. Hearer is not going to be enough. That if you're sitting next to somebody who's davening, and you want to be just learning, and that's the way how you're going to get out of having to stand up, just hearer is not enough. You have to actually be maitzim esvasim. That's what the Beis Yosef comes out. Lamaisa at the end, at the next paragraph, he says, "Mikom makim me'achar shagaydim la'iskiru el kriyishma brichasel." Lamaisa, the gaydim only said kriyishma brichasel ki yaitzim bari. V'havem mashma didavka dvarim shem eskunit fitness. Maisa, they say that it has to do with it has to be something that's the minyanei tefila. Avashad divrei Torah lai, we never find anything in the Torah. He says Ella, but I did find that people say shematzasi l'smag shekasav the vizela shani kasam arabin Yehuda b'shem chumasag gadim the dafkin yeshivish batal from isuk tefila ay isuk tefila shaper nami. So he does bring from the smag that being isuk tefila would be mutter. The gam smag, he also brings a smag, and therefore he says at the end. Yeah, therefore it would seem that it would be mutter. As long as you're learning, being ma'isa v'sfasa, it would be mutter.
It's hard to say yotze b'zeh, not mean a davening related thing.
Yeah.
No?
Right. No, but right. So it doesn't. So it could be that they're not reading it into the lashon, but it could be that if you see that saying even saying karbanis is enough, so then learning is not going to be the same adrego. So even though it doesn't say mafurish, you know. Okay, but yeah, in a chanami, it's not. It might not the davka fit into the lashon. So now you're getting right. So now you're getting at the very interesting point, is that what's the reason you're not allowed to sit next to someone who's davening? So what? Well, so we'll see. I mean, it didn't say yet the reason. The reason why. So I'm a fan of Melech. But he's saying that you have the Banishkina, so maybe some Makum Kaddish. That's one svar. There's another svar is that maybe you look like a kaifer. Because if this person's being davening to the Baruch, and you're sitting there just playing on your phone, it looks like you're being kaifer and what he's being made. So that's also another reason. So what's exactly? So we'll see in a second. But I just wanted to. So how do we pass? How does the Yosef come out? So if you take a look at the Mechaber back in Sif Aleph, Kuf Bey Sif Aleph. So he says, "V'yesh matir ba'isik b'tayra afal pi she'edim b'tikuniyat tefila." Some people are matir. Some people are matir if you're being Isaac in Tyra. And then the Mishnah Brewer brings that you have to actually say the words that you're learning. Not enough to just sit there with the Gemara thinking it in your head. You have to actually say it. That's what the Mishnah Brewer says. He says, here's not going to help you. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Brewer right there, by the way, look at Sivkot and Zion. Dafka in Maitse Divrei Torah B'Sfasav Av Mahar B'Li B'Ein Amayel Vafilu ben yonet tekuni atfilas to asim lemitshadei she'ena mekabel of oil malchus shemaim. Even things with tefillah that they may come to be to be chayshed you that you're not being mekabel v'malchus shemayim. So you see that the Mishabrura is going with the svara of that if this guy's being mekabel v'malchus shemayim by him davening, it's going to look like you're not. So therefore, you have to do something that shows that you're also being mekabel v'malchus shemayim. So that's how the Mishabrura learns.
What would be an example?
Davening. Anything that is any sort
anything,
of davening.
Anything davening.
Any sort of davening would be that. That's what the Mishabrura is saying. Any sort of davening or learning when you're saying the words.
Right.
But if you're just sitting there quiet, it may look like even if you have a Gemara open in front of you, I guess you know it may look like you're just being mehar. I don't know. Maybe if you have a Gemara in front of you, doesn't discuss that, but you know it would seem that he's this thing that he might discuss this. So. It's also makom tinaif. It's exactly what the gedra of here is a shiloh, but it's not going to be enough for this halacha to sit next to somebody who's davening and you're going to be learning. It's not enough here according to Mishabur. So
if you're listening to a shiur, you're not talking.
Right, so that would be the same thing. That'll you're not talking.
Like that would be like Gerber.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah. No, but even though even the thing, even sitting next to guys, guys davening. Okay, so anyway, so that's the Mishabur, and then he says here. That's one sheet of the Mechaber. Means the Yesh Mishaimer, the Hani Mili Minatzah. Now that's only from the side. Ava Kenegdai, Afilu Kamalavainov, Aser, Afilu Isaac Bekriyashma. Okay, that's. So it says some say that that's only Minatzah. Ava Kenegdai, Afilu Kamalainov, Aser. But if sitting in front of the person, even Kamalian is Aser, Afilu Isaac Bekriyashma.
Sitting in front or in back?
Sitting in front of the person?
Back.
No, just in front. Kenegdai. Al Kenegdai, Afilu Kimali Ain of Usr. Even as far as the guy can see would be Usr. Afilu Isaac Pekriyashma.
So how can there be rows in a shul then when people are lined up in front of
you? Usually assume that one's davening.
That one's davening.
What?
Everyone's usually davening together.
So that's the same time. It's Usher. How can anybody be in front of them?
He can stand.
He can stand.
Yeah.
He can't sit.
Can't sit.
So
this whole halacha is sitting.
You have rows in the shul where everybody's sitting at the same time.
What'd you say?
They're all sitting at the same time.
Sitting is fine. Everyone sitting is fine. One guy standing davening tefillah and the guy in front of them sitting, Mechaber is saying that's not good. Can't do
that's
that.
That's not.
Even if the guy in front of him is saying Kriyishma. And he says, the Mishabura says, what's the reason? The reason is that it's nearer kimishtachavilah. It looks like you're bowing down to him.
So it's a good question in terms of the rows. In terms of the rows, there's a lot of people who are sitting in front of people who are davening. It's very possible that the guy came late, he's sitting in front, he's sitting saying Kishma, and the guy behind him is saying
Kishma.
Very problematic.
Yeah.
It is problematic? It happens all the time.
Yeah, it does happen.
This is actually a very relevant halacha, which people do not pay attention to.
It's actually interesting because Mishabura here says he brings a sheet that even standing would be a problem. Mishabura brings here that even standing might be a problem.
What do you mean?
He says it could be that even standing is a problem because maybe by standing in front of him you're going to be Mizbatas Kavana. That's what he says.
So what should he do?
Kind of limited if you already started
that.
Together,
one in front of the
That's what he says, Agamemnon. It doesn't seem like you know. So. Not much already. Yeah, but he says the first thing that he brings is the daf galatia. But also, okay, and the Mishabura here says. That even though there are some that are matir to learn, even if you're being mitzi v'svaso, right? Mishabura says that l'chadchila you should be machmir,
not to
it. Even on the side, yeah, on the side. So even though that the mechaber does bring down the shita, that learning would be good enough because that's also like a kabbalah samach v'shamayim. Okay, now take a look at this. This next thing is
the Aruch HaShulchan. For both of them? Or just the guy
The guy that's davening there, not doing anything wrong.
No, that's for him.
But, I mean, but he shouldn't, you know, place himself in the, you know, in the dafkin, someone's right behind someone. If you see someone sitting there and he comes late, you know, maybe he should try to place himself in an open, something in front of him is open.
It's possible.
It's possible. Yeah. Yeah. Now take a look at this Aruch HaShulchan. He has a very interesting take on this whole thing. So first he's going to talk about this Inyan of Melach Chorah. Okay, so we'll just run through a few of these, not the whole thing, but we'll start from Sif Aleph in the Aruch HaShulchan. That's the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, you have to be marked down. That's exactly the words of the Mechaber that I just read. It's mashma from the Mechaber that behind him would be Mutter. But the Ramah, right, we saw this, Kasav Bein Malachar, the Ramah throws in, Bein Malachar Vayincham, Veda. Listen to this very carefully, the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Kama Toys Hadfus Nafal Be'inyan Zeh. There's a lot of mistakes that were gotten to the printing of these of this Sugya. Dine Lefaneinu, if you look in front of us, Kasav Betur, Bein Malachar Bein Malachar, the Tur also has the Lashon Bein Malachar Vayincham. Rabbeinu Ramah Besifrai Darkim Moshe Hikshalom, and the Ramah asks on him, Lama Le Kasav Lachar Kamaya Rosh. Why didn't the Tur write Lachar? Now, the Tur that we have says Lachar. But the Ramah is asking, why doesn't the Torah say Melacharav? So what does that tell you?
Someone
also had a Tayyus Hadfus. That there was a mistake.
There's two different versions in the Torah?
Yeah, there's some sort of Tayyus Hadfus going on here. Because the Torah says Melacharav, and the Ramah says, why doesn't he say Melacharav? I mean, the Torah that we had says Melacharav. So it could be the Rosh had one that didn't. Like the Rosh that we saw, it says behind him. So the Ramah says from this Rosh, Delacharav Nami Aser. That behind him would be usher to sit someone behind somebody. All the mafarshi ator and the shulchan aruch say that the Torah never asked her lacharav. Look at the brach, the bach, pisha tas. V'chol smichasam al rosh. So the whole reliance that sitting behind somebody who's davening that comes from the rosh. The davar tamuhu, it's a pella. The baruhu the toizeh nafal gam rosh. It has to be that there's a mistake in the rosh also. Because if you look at the Kitzer Piskei Rosh, which is the after the Rosh, so the Kitzer Piskei Rosh, even though I read you the Pirusha Rosh, but in the Kitzer Piskei Rosh, it does not say Melacharav, that there's a problem to sit behind him.
Who wrote the Kitzer Piskei Rosh?
The Rosh.
Oh, he wrote it himself?
I think so.
Oh.
Let's say we have any
he didn't mention Melacharav.
And he didn't say Melacharav.
Oh.
We saw this Madani Yosef says the ain berush a girsam alacharav, that the rush does not have a girsam alacharav. Ain sham. Va'oy dim hay berush a girsam alacharav va'hay nim rabbeinu beis Yosef haskira b'sifrei. If the rush taka said alacharav in his girsam, then the beis Yosef would have mentioned it in the beis Yosef, which he doesn't. Kedarkai, which is normal. The beis Yosef is always going to bring the rush, not going to not bring the rush. Not only that, the Beis Yosef says when the Tur says that you know, sit in front of the person and next to the person, he brings as the makar Taisus and the Rush. Now we saw Taisus and the Rush, and we saw in Taisus Tachovas in parentheses. So obviously the Tur also did not have that gear of Acharav, and the Rush, according to this, obviously could also not have the gear of Acharav. Shma mina delafana bekulam lehaya kasam Acharav. So all of them did not have Me'acharav in their rush. U'betaisis ha'yakasav l'acharav v'nimchak. And Taisis also, like we said, it says l'acharav and it was erased. Rabbeinu harama atzmei sham hevi b'shem yeshayim she'ena girsa b'rush l'acharav ayin sham. And he says like this. The ba'emes inyin hashchina nira d'lo shayich rak b'fnei hamispal. The inyin of the shchina, when a person is davening, is only in front of the person. V'loy la'acharav, it's not behind the person. That's why when you back up three, why are you backing up three? If the Shekhinah is behind you, you shouldn't be backing into the Shekhinah, right? So he said, that's why you back up three. Also, the halach is that somebody has to spit.
That's what people do, right?
He has spit in his mouth. What he should do is he should turn behind him and spit. Back in those days. Anyway, so Misha is not really right. Yark la'acharav. Why would he want to spit on the Shekhinah? So therefore, he says, then he throws in over here this kasha that they ask about about the Rosh's gear, that the Rosh 12 doesn't equal 16, and the gematria of Bezeh doesn't equal 16.
That's right.
So, yeah. And then he says that the terutzim that they say on this, look at what he says. Look at the print. It's just beautiful to read. The Yosef Tamua Mashahikshu, but they ask this kasha themselves on the Rosh. The Rosh Nasan Simon Bezeh, the Oil Yud Beis, that the Rosh gives a Simon Bezeh that adds up to 12. Vim Gam Lachar, Hari Tazayin. If he meant also behind that, it would be saying, if you look at the Dark Emotions turrets and the other turrets, it's just you can't hear these things. So therefore, somebody who's semich on the beis on the bush, he's not hipster. The person can behind the person, you don't have to worry about sitting. Anyway, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, continuing, he says like this. Just a few more, and then we'll finish up. The kosmu kol rabbeinu seinu b'shem ha'goyim. The dafka b'yoshev batal aser. All the rabbeinu say name of goyim that someone who's sitting batal is aser. They all say, right, if you're being Isaac in tefillah, then you don't have to be marchik. Since they were naik to say it, it's like tikkuni tefillah, like what they're masakin. Because of Ator, the Isaac b'tayra aser. The Torah says the Isaac b'tayra, he brings his raya from Eli, right? He says it's aser. Even though tayra, we know it's much more chamer than tefillah. How do you know that? Because someone who's tayra nasai does not have to stop the davening. That's the halacha. Lemaisa, you should. But the halacha b'etzim is that if someone who's tarasim nasai,
right?
Well, the mechaber, whatever. We spoke about it once, but it's that's the halacha is that he does not. But it's not so partial that he can get out of it. Become makom b'zeh in a king. Over here, it's not the time of the oscillation of seichtal. That was from nation near kiel chavir makabel veichum ol malchus shemayim. Like we said, the reason why is because you're being makabel ol malchus shemayim. Vehu ein makabel. Guy who's learning is not being makabel ol malchus shemayim. He's learning, which is very nice, but he's not being makabel ol malchus shemayim. Velochem, what do they say? Ben yonit tefila kush oisik shaper. Have a kigam hu makabel ol malchus shemayim. But when you're davening, so then it's like you're being oisik makabel ol malchus shemayim. But veloy v'tayra. So that was the first reason of the Torah that I skipped over. First reason of the Torah is this thing, that the reason why he asks is learning next to someone who's davening is because it looks like you're not being mekabel malchus shemayim. What's learning going to help you get out of that? You're still not davening. Rabbeinu Beis Yosef is sirfei agadol kosev the Torah adifa, v'gamzeh malchus shemayim, and then Rabbi Beis Yosef says, no, that would be also considered only malchus shemayim, be mekabel malchus shemayim by learning. V'lachein kosev b'shulchan aruch, that's why he says in the shulchan aruch, the Beis Yosef, like we saw, the yeshayim and the gam b'yosek b'tayra mutter. That's why he says that being Isaac B'tayra would be mutter. V'dafka k'shlam b'fiv, let me hear. So he also says that from the Taz Magen Avraham, that you have to actually be saying the words and not just thinking it. Now, Avol,
right?
What?
He's referring to the side.
Yeah, well, yeah, the side or in front, because he already said... Huh?
I thought he said the front,
What do you mean? You can't, right? You can't sit in front of him or the side, but the back.
Even
so in the Torah, that's what he's saying. But Megad the Torah, he's just bringing out the sheetahs that say that.
Okay.
Right, he's not weighing in yet. Now he's going to weigh in. Aval ikir tamat tor tamur. He doesn't understand the tor. Dim kain the kriyash mashu ikir kabalos machu shmaim yei also lasheni leishavet somisach thal amis. If this is the var, the whole var is bimekabal machu shmaim. Why is it limited to tefillah? If I'm saying shema, that is shpitz. So if I'm saying Krishma, how can it be that you're sitting next to me not saying anything? If the whole Vard is like the Mishru is Mashma, so then even if I'm saying Shema, V'ay, listen to this, Demkein, my Mahani Chutzal Dal Amis. How's it going to help if you're out of Dal Amis? I'm being Mekabal Mokhu Shemaim. You're 5 Amis away, and you're not being Mekabal Mokhu Shemaim. It doesn't look like you're a Kuiper. That also should be a problem. This is the reason. He says, therefore, the reason is not because of being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. That's the reason why you're not to sit next to somebody who's Dalanamis. Because the Mokim is Mekudish. Calls man Shehu Mespalo. Anytime a person's davening, his Mokim is Mekudish. Umekaima Shel Adam Hu Dalanamis. And a person's Mokim, we know a person's Mokim is Dalanamis. It's Arch Linoig by Kavod, and therefore, when you're within that Dal Amis, you have to be Noyig Kavod. V'lochein kishe Yosef Batal Asa. You can't just sit there being Batal. That's not being Noyig Kavod. Avol kishe Mispalel Oylaimed Hari Oysev B'Dirvei Kedusha. This has nothing to do with Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. This has to do with you're on Admas Kodesh. Admas Kodesh, you better be doing something Kodesh.
Admas is...
I'm just saying Admas, like the ground is Kodesh. Oh, okay. You're standing on holy ground. So therefore you see, and then he's going to say the same thing. I think he's going to say... Then he asks Kashas on this last thing about not being able to stand in front of a person for as long as he can see you. So he has a little problem with that also. So at the end of the day, what you see from here is that the Arachshon is coming very strong to say that the reason is not Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. The reason is that it's a Kodesh place, and in a Kodesh place you have to act with Kedusha, and therefore. And therefore, you're allowed to learn the same way you're allowed to daven.
Is there an issue of distracting the one who's davening?
So the Mishnah Berurah does touch on that a drop, but it doesn't seem like that's bothering the Aruch HaShulchan at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could be for a different halacha, we'll get into that. That might be. But
I can imagine if a guy is sitting here learning out loud, and I'm sitting here trying to say Kriya Shema, I'm going to be distracted by him. No?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, the halacha is not by being a some Krishna, but I mean, the guy would be allowed to do that. But yeah, right here. But okay, so we'll stop here.